Blog Talk Radio.
We're your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
And we'll lend a hand,
lifting hands,
and God's favor.
We're
your friends,
your friends.
We're your neighbors,
we're your neighbors.
We've all been conditioned by calendars and dates.
I want you to hear what I'm saying.
But there's no time,
no,
like the present,
no time
to give love,
to give love
and not hate.
Just give love.
And if we could just embrace our difference,
there'll
always be something
wrong.
You know, each soul has its own goal, but to him, we all must be. So why don't you give love?
We're friends.
We're your neighbor.
We're your neighbor.
And we'll lend a hand.
Lending hand.
Lending God
favor.
That's true, too.
And I'm their friend, too.
Now that's my baby.
And God is our friend.
Yes, he is.
In my world, all of them are my friends.
I wish everybody thought like you, baby. That's right. That's right. Now what I want you to do is clap your hands for me, pat your feet if you want to, because it's a celebration, God's love, Muslim love for Christians, Jews, Hebrews, Hindus, Buddhists, and all those call themselves God's people, giving something back to the earth as God has given something to them. Blessings unmeasurable, countless gifts, love and friendship amongst family, friends in all corners and walks of life. We're friendly neighbors, and we know that only God can save us. Remember his favors. No time for talk. It's time to walk that walk. Come on.
We are your friendly neighbors. Yes, 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 we are your friendly neighbors. We are your friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly neighbors.
And we won't change, no matter how evil the world gets. And we won't change, no matter how mean people get. And we won't change, no matter how cold people get. 'Cause we know that love conquer all, and
we are the friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly neighbors.
Because we got the love of my Muhammad in us. Peace and blessings be upon him. And we got the love of Jesus in us. Peace and blessings be upon him. And we got the love of Moses in us. Peace and blessings be upon him. And of course, we got the love of the father of all religion, Abraham, Ibrahim. Peace and blessings be upon him. Peace and blessings be upon all the prophets, guidance, examples for all mankind. That final one, the mercy and blessings to us all, Muhammad. We are your friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly neighbors. And we're thankful for our teachers, most of all our teaching guide for this time, Imam Warf Deen Muhammad. May Allah guide him as he guides us to success. Come on, we are your friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly neighbors. Yes, we are your friendly neighbors. I am Abdul Wali Shaheed. Shaheed, your witness, God's witness to the truth. Peace.
Sunday broadcast for the Imam Shaheed Jamal, the reality of the Creator. Thank you for joining us this morning. And I bring to you now our host, Imam Shaheed Jamal. Can you hear me? Imam Jamal. I don't know what's happening now. Imam Jamal. Imam Jamal. Imam Shaheed Jamal. Imam Jamal. Imam Jamal.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, you're on the air now. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. I did need you to read that summary because the people need to really know what I'm talking about.
I didn't get on properly. I had to try to work around, way around and trying to get on here. So I had to find out what it is that I'm not doing, the reason why I couldn't get on here.
So I have just have to stop.
Let me read now. I can still read the summary. All right.
Huh?
Okay. I can still read the summary if you want me to read it now. To get on the show.
Yes, I would like for you to read the summary.
All right. Our summary today is people. The title of the show today will be "People Get Ready." There is a train a coming. You don't need no ticket. You just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesel humming. And people, this is the love train. So people, love is the key to your real home and life in eternity. It's Allah's allow God's love that keeps this chain moving us above. And this train's final destination is God's love. And people, remember, there will love, that love is with Almighty God. All power and all truth is with Almighty God. And people, all the things in your life, in this world, these things are to test your faith in the unseen Creator and His unseen world. So, people, get on this train quickly before time is too late, and then you will not have another chance to enter through God's gate. But Almighty God says, He guides not the rebellious. Almighty God says, He guides not the wrongdoers. So, people, remember, through faith is the key on your journey to eternity. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Yes, thank you. That was very important because I want to open up with prayer. And this is in the Arabic language, people, and then we'll translate it into English. We'll begin. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Maliki Yawm al-Din. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, sirat al-ladhin amta alayhim ghayril maghdubi alayhim wa ad-dallin. People, we just said, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer. All praise is due to Allah, the guardian, the barber, the cherisher, and sustainer of all worlds, the most gracious, the most merciful, master, ruler of the day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid alone do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those on whom you have bestowed your favor and grace, those whose portion is not wrath, nor those who go astray after you have guided them on the right path. Ameen.
Ameen.
People, the first thing before we go any further in the talk is that the world is in a state of condition, the people of the world that is, where they have forgot who is the one that sustains them. And when you forget the one that sustains you, you can't expect for your life to be sustained. Now, I want you to understand what I'm saying. Most people, Muslims, whoever you are, they make no difference about your name. They think they are being sustained just because they got a place to stay, and especially a lot of them, if they got a lot of money, material things. Even if they, you know, and if they ain't got no issues with their physical health, they think they're being sustained. Well, they write you being sustained on the material side. But this is the key, the reason the world is in the evil condition it's in with most people in religion and out, is because they have forgot who sustains their soul. And Almighty God, Allah, say, in His final revelation, He's closer to the human being than our jugular vein. So this is what I want you to get. The strongest of the message is that there is a Creator, and He's not just God, because you can make anything your God. He's Almighty God. Ain't nothing created Almighty. The only one Almighty is the Creator of the heavens and the earth. And His proper name is Allah, because Allah means all in all. That His power is the same in everything He created. Yes, His power is the same in everything He created. He's the giver of life. He's the giver of death. And people, understand that when you forget, I just read it, when you forget your Creator, you forget who you are as a real human being. You forget your soul. And the law said, when this happens, you will fall to doing the lowest of the low of immoral things. And that's what we see in the world today. People doing all kinds of unthinkable, horrific things. You see? And this is what I want to put in there, too. I was talking this morning to a brother from Richmond. And this is a reality, people. The Creator say never will he change your conditions. And we know the conditions is pretty bad and rough now for a lot of people. And they depending on the government to bail them out. Well, I'm here to say to you today, you're looking to the wrong people. Listen, man, and at the wrong place. The government can't bail you out. You think if the government can just give you a lot of money, that's going to change things in your life? You think that's really going to change things in your life if the government gave everybody $1 million tomorrow? You think that's going to change people and make them better? You think that money going to make them better people? Love one another. Stop hating on one another. Stop cheating on one another. Lying on one another. Well, if you do think that, you're absolutely wrong. You're wrong. The world won't get no better until you first, as individuals, change what the Creator say in your heart. What your heart desires. Do your heart desire to understand what is my purpose of being here as a human being? Is it just to take care of my material needs and my social needs, and that's all? Because that's all most people are dealing with. They worried about their social needs and their physical needs, and that's why they're so scared of this coronavirus. And there's a lot, thousands of viruses out there, but they scared of the coronavirus. And the man, the same people that give them the coronavirus, now saying they got a vaccine that cure them. And most of the people are believing in them. And I understand and I still believe for myself that that vaccine going to do you more harm than good. But that's just still your personal choice. But I tell you what, you ain't got to believe that. I think the Creator, he's blessed me to be a historian for about 50 years or more. And I know that they, the so-called white America has experimented with so-called black America ever since the turn of the century 100 years ago. They have experimented with us. I heard today from my cousin in Richmond, Virginia, that in some states still today they're trying to pass a law where the police can just run over African-American people in particular and say that it was an accident. My foot slipped off the pedal. And they kill them, they'll be still just as dead as dead. And the law will say, it's all right. So that's giving permission to the police, who's supposed to be public servants. No, they're public nuisance. That's what they are in a lot of these places. They're public nuisance. They take and go in and rob and raid a drug den, get all the drugs, you get all the money. That money goes to the police. That's how they buy all their weapons and everything. So the people, this is the point I'm trying to get to you, that your survival as a human being, even physically, people are dying real fast. They're killing people real fast with the COVID and with other diseases. And then just they got so much poison, these rich white people and a few people that control the governments around the world. They got poisons in the air. They got poisons in the water. They got poisons in our food. So if it was not for the grace and mercy of divine intervention, we all would be dead. So the key to this theme is that without recognition of your Creator, the one that not only created you, but he is your sustainer. The food you do eat, who grow that food? Who bring down the water from the heaven to a dead, a dry land? And then after a while, you see all kinds of produce, food coming out of the earth to feed human beings and cattle. Who do that? Who bring the sun out each day so you can have an opportunity to get out and earn a living? The creator say, the day is for work and night is for sleep. Who blesses you to be able to get sleep so he can rejuvenate and revive your body and give you another day to go out and earn not just your physical needs, but to earn your spiritual means? That's what most people ain't trying to earn. They're not trying to earn their spiritual life, and they are not trying to travel the road that's going to take them back to their spiritual destination. See, we all going to die. You all can agree with that. But the question you need to ask yourself, what is going to be your destination after you die? Because you're surely going to be resurrected from your dead graves and for the day of resurrection and judgment. You ain't got to believe it. But you won't be there. And I think Allah, I for one, going to be in the court of Allah because I'm a shaheed of Allah. I'm a witness of Almighty God. That's what shaheed means. That's one of the attributes of the Creator. As shaheed, the witness. Because Allah witnessed everything, seen and unseen. So he said he's going to have me in the court with the prophets and his messengers to bear witness against all these people all over the world that rejects his reality and that he controls the world just because they can't see him and just because he don't punish us for every wrong we do. You should be grateful that the Creator don't punish you for every wrong you do. And the Creator say, Allah, in his final revelation to all people, he say, if he was to punish us right now for what we deserve, all of us, every one of us will go to hell. Every one of us, beginning with me, everyone will go to hell. So these are hardcore facts. You need to think about people, and I'm coming to you strong as Allah bringing it through me strong because you need to get off, you need to put some fire behind your hind parts and get on the job of trying to understand that you got a part in making this world better. Don't be looking at what the government can do for you. Or don't be looking at what other people can do for you. But rather look at what you can do for yourself if you turn to Almighty God, Allah, and you give your life to him. Allah said those succeed in this life and the next life, that's what? Purify their soul. And Allah say the best reward for living a good life, he say good deeds, he say is that when you in need, you don't already put out good, you gonna get that good coming back to you. But he also say now if you doing evil, you living a selfish life, and he said if you living a selfish life, you living an evil life, all evil. He said all evil come from us, the human being. Our selfishness, self-pride, me, I, and Almighty Allah say all good come from him. Allah is all good. So hearing people talking about, I know I'm good, I did this, I did that, that's a fool. That's a foolish person. You ain't did no good. And if you did the good to make the good, for the good to be able to be any benefit to you, you should say, I've done good, feasted in the law to help this person. Feasted in the law, I stand to be corrected by some of you that know the Arabic better than I know the Arabic language, that is, but I know the meaning of what I'm saying. It means the good pledge of Allah. I'm doing this good for the pledge of Almighty God. And so rather than for you to thank me, just pray that Almighty God continue to bless me to have a heart to do good by you and by others also to help make this world a better place for all of us to live. So at this time, I'm going to stop because I just wonder, is there anybody that's listening that want to say something or anybody listening just want to keep on listening? If not, I'll continue. At this time, I'm going to say, As-salamu alaykum, peace be unto you. There's no, you are you still there, co-host? Are you still there, co-host? People, if you can hear me, we're having some difficulty here this morning with the co-host, you know, bringing on the program and keeping it going smooth. So I don't have anything to do with that. I'm just a teacher. So I don't know what's going on right now, people, but I would appreciate it if you would just try to hold on and bear a little longer. And if the co-host don't come back on, then there's no need to stay on the program. And at this point, it doesn't look like she's coming back on. She has to bring me on. That's the proper way to show proper procedures of the show. And the co-host don't want me to hang up and call her to see, you know, what's going on. She said I get cut off the show. So I'm trying to just wait it out and see if she's going to come back on. Some minutes have gone by and she still haven't come back on. I don't even know if any people can hear me.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Is everything all right?
Well, I didn't hear you for a few minutes there. I thought maybe the show, we had got cut off the show.
No, sir. I have to use the bathroom and different things like that. So if you don't get to the company, I'm taking care of that business.
Oh, okay then. Well, I didn't know, sister. I apologize. I didn't know, you know. I know the show been running by, you know, I had just got through talking and I was hoping that you checked to see if we had any guests that wanted to come on. And if they didn't, then I would proceed.
Oh, all right, yes. If there's anyone, any guests at this moment would like to come on and have a word or two to say, a comment to make, we welcome you at this time. Assalamu alaikum. No one seems to be coming on.
Well, I was wondering too. Was it anyone on the program? You know.
Yeah, well, I have no way of knowing that, brother. You know what? Let's say you come on, say something.
Okay. Well, you know, I'll just continue to teach. You know, but at that point, interval in my talk, I did want to get some feedback from somebody. But anyway. As I was going on to say, the most important point or the most important issue in our life as human beings is our understanding that all creation has a creator. And that creator is one. And that creator is unseen. And that creator is all-powerful. And that everything that the creator, that creator, Allah, created, he sustains it. He sustains it. If it don't have Allah, Allah's life in that creature, the creature will die. Because the creator, Allah, he is life. So when you forget him, you're forgetting your real life, your soul. Most people think their body is their life. most people think as long as they are, so they think they're secure as long as they're taken care of socially, financially, economically, they think they're secure. Well, look at what the government is showing them right now. The government is showing them, okay then, well, we ain't giving you no more money, so where's your security at now? They don't have none. If it ain't no job, they're losing their jobs and everything because the government is not supporting them right now. Enough for the economy to continue to run where people can have jobs and feed their families and take care of themselves. This ain't nothing new that just happened to us today. This has happened throughout history. And the solution is the same today as it was 1,400 years ago. What is that solution? The solution, people, is that you're not acknowledging the majority of it in your life, that you're not in control of your life. But there's a higher power controlling your life. And that higher power determines what's going to happen to you every day. He determines if you go to sleep, he lets you go to sleep. He's the only one that determines whether you're going to wake up or not. So respect for the creator is what people need to learn. And the world can get better once people, as individuals and collectively, start recognizing they are not independent, but that they have a creator. And that creator is the only one that can keep all living things going until he's ready for it to die. And when he's ready for it to die, you may want that person or whatever to live longer, but when he's ready for it to die, it's going to leave here, and ain't nothing you can do about it. When he's ready for you to die, you can take a COVID shot, flu shot, and any other kind of shot. If he's ready for you to die, you're going to die. So, you know, the whole point to this talk is, people, you need to come quickly back to recognizing who's in charge. You see, and Allah say, this and this final revelations in the Quran for all people. He said, what reward is there for good? For you living a good life, people, other than good, a good reward. And he said, what reward is there for you? For evil, if you're living an evil life, but evil in return. It's that simple. So, people, if you don't, right now, you don't have time to waste because you don't know when death coming. Death could come to me on this phone. Death could come to y'all wherever you are, whoever you are right now. And ain't nothing you can do about it, and you ain't going to know when it hits you. You ain't going to know when it's coming, but for sure you know it's coming. And today we're looking at a lot of great people, good people, and bad people too. They're going away from here fast. So don't think that your time is so long that you can mess around and take the mercy of your creator for granted, and just because he gives you a little amount of freedom to try to learn righteousness, to learn the purpose he created you to live a good life, to your fellow man, to yourself and your fellow human, you think that just because you got that little freedom of will, well, I'm gonna do what I want to do. And most people are doing what they want to do, and that's a result of the world being overflooded with evil. Overflooded with evil. And people want to try to blame a lot of the government. It's not the government. Uh-uh. It's the government over yourself. Do you have government over yourself? If you got government over your life, that's the key to you being successful in this world and the next life. You know how to govern your life according to the will of your creator. And what is your creator, our creator's will? His will is good. His will is all good. So until you come back to the good life and understand that you was only created and given a little freedom to choose to do right. The Creator don't want to force you to do right. He give you also a little freedom so we can choose to do right. That's why he says, let those who have the will come to him and call on him and ask him to help them to live right, a good life, and he'll do it. But he said, if you don't come to him and you want to follow your own way, then he will leave you in that evil and wrong that you're following of your own ways, people. That's plain. So, at this time, I'm going to stop again. I'm going to pause because, like I said, I don't know if anybody's on or not, but I'm still doing my job. So I'm going to say peace be with you at this time.
You're listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shaheen Shabazz, Reality of the Creator. We want to thank you for joining us this morning. We pray that you're enjoying the discussion today and that you're getting some information that you really need, and which you are, definitely so, and that you will be able to take something back with you and think over it and use it until you come back again next week to get some more of this beautiful knowledge that Allah has blessed Imam Shaheen to bring to you. And now I'll give to you Imam Shaheen Shabazz.
Peace be upon you again, people. Yes, people listening, I want you to understand that our life here as human beings is very short. So people, listen at this. This is a hell of a bargain for you to make. Now, the Creator put us here in a world that's temporary. He gave us a life here that's temporary. But based on how we use our life here, we'll determine after we die and we're resurrected for the judgment day before our Lord in this world and the hereafter, that will determine where you're going to spend eternity. Whether you're going to spend eternity in hell, the hellfire, or you're going to spend eternity in the Jannah of the heaven, a paradise of Almighty God Allah forever. It's your choice. But I say this to you people, if you don't get your life right now and keep your life right every day, strive to purify your life every day by living a good life, by doing good things and desiring good, feeling good about things, talking good and doing good, you see? See, you can't live a good life and add in some bad with that and think that's accepted by the Creator. That's unacceptable. That's what most people in religion, I'm going to start with them first. They think they can live a good life, make the prayers and read Arabic or whatever, and the Christians or Jews or whatever, and Muslims too, the three major religions that, you don't believe in our religion, you go into hell. Who told them that? The Creator didn't tell no Muslim, no Christian, or no Jew that if you don't follow their way, you go into hell. He said if you turn away from obedience to his will, which is all good, then you go into hell. So a lot of those who are telling other people in religion or out, especially in religion, that you don't follow what I say, just you go into hell. No. There ain't no God. Don't even listen to them. A lot of Muslims will tell you, if you don't know how to read the words of Allah in the Quran that he revealed to his prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, that your prayers ain't accepted. That the good life and sincere life you live in to serve Allah, that ain't accepted. Your deeds ain't accepted. Who told them that lie? And if they say Prophet Muhammad told them that lie, they're telling a lie on Prophet Muhammad. And I said, stuck for Allah and special mercy and prayers and peace be upon the prophet. He only taught what Allah, the Creator, revealed to him to teach in the Holy Quran. He didn't teach nothing of his own. I stand up for him. I'm a witness for him that he taught Allah's truth in its entirety, as Allah revealed in the Holy Quran. So you can't use the prophets, the messengers of Almighty Allah, or even your religion to try to, justify you trying to play God over somebody else's life and taking credit for the good that you do and the good others do and giving them accolades and praises. That's haram. That's forbidden by Almighty God. That's called shirk. What it shirk means in Arabic, word, language, associating anything created as a partner with the Creator, like it's a Creator also. La illallah. That means no God, no Creator, but one. So there's nothing created worthy of worship or praise. The only one worthy of worship or praise is the unseen Creator, Allah, of the heavens and the earth. And the only way that you will even, he's showing you in this world, a lot of people don't turn, the majority of people, Allah say, don't turn away from him. So we're living in a time, in 1400 years ago, it was the same, it's called Jahiliyyah. In Arabic, that means a time or age of spiritual darkness, where people, the majority of people, was in spiritual darkness all over the world. But what do I mean by spiritual darkness? They didn't know their Creator. So they were living all kinds of evil ways, doing all kinds of evil things. Because I said before, the Creator say all good that happens to the individual human being and the human race in general. He said all the good that comes to us come from him through his mercy and his divine grace. And he said all the bad or evil that happens in our life come from our own will, our own selfish will and selfish doings. We bring the evil on, allow the evil to take over ourselves, to lead us into evil by following our way and not the way or the will of our Creator. That's simple. This is not complicated. So I don't know who can hear me and who can't, but I will keep pausing at certain intervals in this talk and say, peace be upon you, and I'm going to give back to the co-host, and I hope she have a few words to say. I mean, because teaching is not an easy job, but I don't mind the job of just teaching. But that's the problem with right now. Man, someone was talking with the government, just in America and the world, but especially in America, and especially with African American people, they want things to change for the better for them, but they don't want to stand up and speak out against the injustices that the so-called white man is doing to them. They don't want to fight, stand up and fight for their life, fight for their rights. Everything that the Creator created, he said he created it into toil and struggle. And he says truly after every difficulty comes relief. So nothing grows, nothing comes into life without struggle. And nothing survives life without the struggle of life, the struggle of striving constantly to keep connected with the life giver and the life sustainer, and that is Allah. You got to struggle for your life. And Allah revealed to his prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, that the greatest jihad or struggle or war we have as human beings is on ourselves. Keeping yourself under control, Stop doing all the evil that you're doing. Stop destroying yourself and your other fellow humans because you all into your evil ways and your evil self. So, you know, at this time, I'm going to say it again. Peace be upon you.
Listening to the Sunday podcast of the Mem Shaheed Shabbat will be out to all the creatives. I want to thank Allah for blessing him to come to us each Sunday. And it's not easy, people. It's very hard to sit and talk for an hour and not get tired out. We constantly think of information to give to you. That's a blessing from Allah. And Allah makes that person special who does this thing, who can come to you and stand for an hour or more and teach, but not getting tired. Think of information knowledge to bring to you consistently. That's a special blessing. I want to thank Allah for that purpose, that person. And people, Allah is going to assign everything. We think of this COVID. Nobody really can figure out where it came from, but it's here. It's on the people, you know, making them sick. And yet they're trying to figure out where was the first case, where did it come from? Even if they had the first case, and they're supposed to make that person well and all, and taken care of, how could it spread like this to the people all over the world? It's not making any sense. A lot. They show you who the creator is. There's a creator somewhere. It gives you signs. And let you know the type of life that you're living and what you're bringing on yourself as a result of your disobedience to him and not paying attention to him and living the life that he ordained you to do. The people, it's a sign that it brought to us. The people can't figure out where something came from, yet next thing they know, it's all over the world and everybody's getting it. This tells you that there must be a God somewhere, as our people used to say years ago. There must be a God somewhere. He's letting you see yourself, what you're doing to yourself, and the life that you're living, he's not pleased with, because you disobey his will. We want to thank him, and each day, people, we should try to look within ourselves and say, go within yourself before you look anywhere else. And try to blame somebody else. Check within yourself because you're not perfect. Check your faults out. And pray if you know you're not living right, that you will do right. And you will live pleasing to the will of your creator, of God. Pray to him every day that you please him in the way you live. If you say God consciously, then you know that you're on the right path. Because you know you're striving to live his life to please him and ask for his forgiveness for those things that you do in your life to distance him. And now, people, I want you to turn the show back over to Imam Shaheed Shabbat.
Yes, thank you. As I was sitting here and listening at you, I was just wondering, in my heart and my mind and my soul, are there any people who are really listening at the program? And yes, that's my concern. As you say, it's a hard job to teach truth, period. Most people are not teaching, religious leaders are not even teaching the truth in their places of worship, let alone, and a lot of them do have radio programs and TV programs. They ain't teaching the truth, the majority of them. They're teaching lies, falsehood, and truth mixed together to keep you confused so you won't know who you are and whose you are and what your purpose is of being here on this planet other than to do what they tell you you're supposed to do, like they some God. So this ain't no easy job. But I thank the Creator. He's blessed me and the beautiful co-host in Washington, D.C., Sister Isla here, to be bringing this show to you all for about 5, 6, or 7 years straight. And yes, whether y'all listen or not, the Creator goes, we getting our reward. We don't be feeling good all the time. Many times we be feeling ill, but we still bring the program on just to try to reach one soul. And it behooves y'all not to listen. It behooves y'all not to try to understand what we're saying, because it's plain, as they used to say back in the nation, what's called the Nation of Islam, make it plain, brother. Make it plain means that, you know, when you speaking this truth, don't beat around the bush. Allah said, come straight to the point. Tell the people exactly what they need to hear. Don't try to sugarcoat the truth so that people will, you think they will accept you and accept what you said. Then you done put yourself in the way as a false god. You want people to recognize you, even if you tell them a lie and mix the truth with that lie. And that's what most of them are doing. But we tell you the raw truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. And all praise is due to Allah. If we're not, then do we have anybody coming on challenging us, telling or sharing with us, or letting us know we're not telling the whole truth? We welcome y'all to come on. We never get any response. But Almighty God, Allah said he sent over 200 and some thousand prophets and messengers, and peace be upon them all. And he said most of them didn't even have one follower. That's a damn shame. In the dance like that, I've been teaching out in the streets all over the United States, the Northeast and seaboard or coast, from Buffalo, New York to Miami, in cities and states. And I didn't get one. I would say the same thing. I didn't get one follower. I got one sister, that sister Isla, that's on the program. When I came through D.C., when I met her in Washington, D.C., she was the only sister, a Muslim, true Muslim woman, that I would say, and following don't mean somebody following you like you know God. It means following the teaching of the Creator, his divine inspiration, and that spiritual leader and teacher that he sent to you. You're supposed to follow him. He always sent spiritual leader and teachers when the world was absent of the knowledge of the Creator. And most of the people of the world are absent of the knowledge of the true knowledge of the Creator of the heavens and earth. And the Creator of the heavens and earth, Allah said, when you forget him, you'll fall to the lowest of the low. You'll do anything immoral. Anything. And I know things already I won't even mention. I wouldn't dare mention that's done unthinkable things. I've done some unthinkable things in my lifetime. But I hated them. That's the difference between me and most of the people in the world. I hated the evil that I was doing. I hated it so much I wished at the time I was doing it that, you know, Allah would just put me in a straitjacket or somewhere. I couldn't do no evil no more. And sometimes I would just think I could take a good bath or whatever and wash the evil off me. I mean, that was just something I was aiming at then, but still I was headed in the right way. I know cleansing is next to godliness. If you're not clean in your heart and pure in your heart, desires, clean and pure in your mind, your thoughts, and clean and pure in your action, Allah rejects your so-called faith. He rejects your so-called good deeds. Allah only accepts that which is good. Allah only accepts that which is pure and clean and righteous and just. And another thing, people are so unjust to themselves and each other today. I've never seen injustice more at an all-time high. You know, people are so mean to each other, the majority. I heard not too long ago, I think somewhere in this country, I can't think of the state, but one of my spiritual partners told me that, brothers told me, that it could have been in Washington, D.C., said three guys, black guys, this black woman was pregnant, so they beat her up, kicked her in the face and everything. She was bleeding, and I think they said she was pregnant too. So how in the hell can you tell me, black people, Negroes of America, that black lives matter when you're killing each other like that? when you're killing your own people and women and children, and you damn hypocrites gonna say Black Lives Matter. Why don't come in my face and tell me that? I'm just a figure of speech. I might knock you out with one blow, like Moses killed the man with one blow. I might kill you with one blow. And I'm not playing either. I'm not talking to tickle your fancy. I'm talking with seriousness of my heart and my soul. When it comes to the Creator, ain't no playing here. The Creator say when we fight in His cause of law, He say, as you a mukminun, a true believer, He say we have to kill sometimes people fighting against us to take our freedom, justice, and equality He gave us. And He say sometimes He allow us to get killed so we can just stop being in this evil old world with these evil people and come back home to Him. And we won't have to go through this evil no more, this injustice no more. You see, that's where I'm trying to get home. And in order to get home, you got to fight. You're not going to get back home to Allah without fight. And the greatest fight you got is, I say again, emphasize, is on your own carnal false desires to do what you want to do and not want to do what your Creator wants you to have already created you to do. And that is to live a righteous, just, and good life. So again, I'm going to say, peace be upon you. I'm going to keep coming in like this. Peace be upon you, Cole. You got it.
I smile. Yes, sir, brother. I was just going to let you know that you had 2 minutes left to teach. And it will be time for you to close out in 2 minutes.
Okay, well, that's good for me because, like I say, you know, I'm not feeling my best, but I thank Allah, He's blessed me still to talk the whole time I've been on predominantly. And as you said, it's not easy, but Allah makes it easy because He uses my body. It's not me. It's Allah speaking through me. So in my conclusion, I just want to say, people, if you don't learn quickly that you're not in control of your life, but you have a Creator that's in control of your life and that He runs the government and that He controls whatever diseases or whatever happens in the world, He controls that. So don't try to look at man and say, oh, man put that out there, done that. No, you're trying to make man a god? Man ain't got no power to do no harm to you except that Allah, the Creator, allows him to do it because you ain't living right, like the sister said. So if you want the COVID and other things to stay away from you, you want bad to stay away from you, or sickness, start living right. Turn away from your evil ways. And today, ask sincerely your Creator, let His will be done in your life. And take my will away from me that's causing me destruction and to destroy my human race, family. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum, my friend. You have been listening to the Sunday broadcast of Imam Shaheen Shabazz, the Elder of the Creator. Join us every Sunday at the same time, 12 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for a beautiful message from Imam Shaheen Shabazz. I assimilate. May Allah be with you and enjoy the rest of your day.
Wa alaikum salam.
feels like somebody in here listening. Trying to see if I can see the number. 393 number.
Uh-huh.